There's a way for undocumented immigrants who are victims of crime to remain in the U.S. legally if they help investigators or prosecutors. But fewer immigrants in New York City are applying for this program since President Trump took office. WNYC's Beth Ferte got the data and reports on why the numbers may be dropping.
The program is called a U visa. Undocumented immigrants can apply for it if they're witnesses to a crime or a victim, and they cooperate with law enforcement. Last year, 2,282 people applied for U visas in New York City. That's a 14% drop from the previous year. Attorney Terry Lawson of Bronx Legal Services isn't surprised. She works with victims of domestic violence and cites the growing number of arrests during the Trump administration by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
Everybody is aware of what's going on, and so it's going to lead to people believing their abusers when their abusive partners say, you know, if you file an order of protection against me, I'm going to call ICE.
Victims need to file an order of protection first before asking a family court judge to sign their application for a U visa. Shani Ades at New York Legal Assistance Group says the immigrant victims she represents are scared of something else.
One of the things that is new, that to me didn't exist in this world until 2017 and particularly in 2018, is having to speak with our clients who are in family court or want to be in family court about whether it's safe to go there.
She says her clients know ICE has been arresting people at courts and don't want to go.
Because I could be picked up there. I could be deported.
Immigrant advocates say this explains the declining number of U visa applications to district attorneys, who handle the biggest share citywide. To cooperate in an investigation, victims or witnesses will have to go to court. Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance says he hopes more outreach will convince immigrants his office won't report them to anyone.
We have a very robust community affairs group in our office, and they are out in the communities every day in every aspect of Manhattan, every quarter of Manhattan. And hopefully those numbers will reverse themselves. But right now they're going in the opposite direction.
Nationally, the number of U visa applications is also declining. According to data from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the agency that decides on whether to approve them. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.